Good evening and welcome to Coffee and Tea with Asen and Natalie. How are you, darling?
I'm doing fabulously. I've missed you tremendously, sir.
I have missed,
missed you. Missed you, Jeff.
Now we get missed to see it. Each other soon.
I know. For the Yule Ball. I'm so excited.
No. And it looks like it's going to be a small group of us instead of like a big, huge event. So we may actually get to see each other and talk. The last time we worked together, we didn't talk to each other most of the day. Like, I thought she was
mad
with me.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Oh, if I'm mad at somebody, they'll know. I let them know. Like, hey, I'm pissed at you for this reason. Fix it.
Yeah. Well, normally, but at the same time, it's like, okay, are you mad at me? And then I'm like, no, we both hit this ground running. We both barely got to see each other. And then I had to, then it's like, oh no, you're coming up on stage with me. Let's go have fun.
Yeah.
I'm being too
Hi, Shannon, Melissa. Hi, Brenda. Hi, girls. Shannon's like, yo. Crack it like.
How are you, darling? I'm loving your astrology information you're sharing.
You know, I've got stuff going on. Man, December already is getting busy for me.
I know, right? It's insane.
It is. It's already getting busy. Already.
2024 is going to be ecstatically crazy. I'm just going to put it up there.
I hope so, but at the same time, less chaos, but more busy, please. That'd be great.
Well, organization comes first.
True. With somebody with ADHD, that's funny.
Well, no, see, ADHD is a superpower. It allows you to hyper-focus.
Yeah, only in like the last 25 minutes that you need to get something done that you had like 4 months to do. Yep. Like, you've had weeks to work on this. Nope, you've got 3.5 minutes. Get it done now.
See, that's why I like the HB90 system and the 12-week year. Both of those work really well for me.
Yeah,
my only problem right now is time blindness.
I was going to make a joke. What's that? But I know exactly what time blindness is. Oh, is that the time? Shit.
Yeah. You know. So, okay. You know, the watch is getting charged because I made a major fuck up, and I'm sorry, baristas. We were supposed to have a station meeting last night. That did not occur. We will reschedule it for hopefully next week. I'll have to look at the calendar and see. What happened was we can go to dinner and come back and do the baristas meeting.
Yep.
Because, of course... Surprisingly, in networks, you do not know understand how many people are ADHD and throw meetings on you at like an hour before.
See, no, I need more notice than that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I have my booking set the way that I do. So I have more than an hour's notice between my clients so I can at least get myself mentally like in the zone instead of just panicking over regular human life.
Yeah. Well, you know, the company that we both work for in different roles and positions sent out an email to my team and said, we need to meet at 11:30. At 4 o'clock in the morning, which is fine because, you know, most of the team is up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I would have liked to have had more notice so that it could be like, oh, okay, well, then I can get a nap here around 2:00 and then, you know, it's no big deal. No, I didn't get to bed until 2:00 in the afternoon.
Well, I'd be pissed.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
I'd be pissed. Unless I choose to do that and someone makes me do that. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Not a fan of that. Yeah. Thank you. If it's my own doing, that's my own doing. You know, like I did that to myself. I have no one to blame but myself. It's fine.
Yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah, but it's okay. You know, and Wednesday is normally my day off. At least I take a half a day off on Wednesday. And I'm like, really, dudes, really, you're pulling us in to deal with this shit. This could have been tomorrow. This could have been on next Thursday. This could have been 3 weeks from now. Why so fast?
Why do we need it like right now?
So, yeah.
Yes. So what do you, well, I mean, I saw the recent post. Shame, shame, shame. Put it in your car. Put it in your car now. Put it in your car now.
Okay, so do you want the full story on that?
Like, right before I logged in, I see this. I'm like, oh, that's fun to hear right before I log on. Join live. So, what'd you do today? How was your day?
My day's been great so far. However,
up until...
up until we went through a DEI checkpoint.
I love that for you. Not a DUI checkpoint.
So DEI checkpoint, I opened my glove box. It looks like a file cabinet.
As it does for everybody, I think. It's just random crap falls out.
Owner's manual.
Right.
Behind that is another vanilla envelope with the tax paperwork. There's an envelope with the lender's agreement. There's an envelope with the insurance information. There's an envelope with the up-to-date policy of the insurance information.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely organized. And then behind that is like mask, and I've got some other stuff. Now, our viewers will remember Joe bitching about how much I keep in the car.
Oh, Joe. We love Joe. I love Joe's brands.
So I pop open the thing, pull out the insurance thing, and I'm going through it. And there's the insurance paperwork from 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Not this year's.
Not this year. Like, there's nothing. Oh, shit.
I'm like, fuck me, can you really? And I left my phone at home because I've gotten into the habit, if I go out, to leave the phone on the desk so that I can disconnect.
Yeah, I know that sigh very well.
So I'm hoping for one of the cops that I have a reputation with, have worked with, know each other, that type of thing, make things a little bit easier here. No, yeah. I got a new boy. Crap.
Damn.
And he is like, you have the policy for this year? Yes, here's the policy for this year. Who carries the full 59-page policy in their glove box? But I don't have the insurance card.
Right.
I have to write you a warning ticket. I'm just going to write you a warning ticket. I don't care. You can, you know, and I'm like, I'm sorry. We had the car towed. I guess it didn't get put back in its file. Dude's like, at this point, I don't care. He's not drunk. You guys aren't driving suspended. We're cool.
Right.
Here's your warning ticket.
Just go.
Just get the hell out of my line.
Just go. Just go. Like, just get out of my face. Just go.
Yeah.
Leave
like,
now.
I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. It is 7 o'clock at night. Who the hell is drinking and driving at 7 o'clock at night?
Right. Like, most of the people haven't even got into the bar yet.
Most of the people are headed to the bar.
Right. I was like, they haven't even got there yet. So, like, you guys are early to the game.
Right.
On a day that's not a holiday.
Exactly.
Like, you it's know, like, so this is just like no a normal. This is a normal Thursday, guys.
Yep. So it's no big deal. It's like, okay, I know where the other two are because I keep triplicates of insurance papers because, I don't know, I've had glove boxes just come up missing before. So,
you know,
put it into its file where it belongs.
Where it belongs.
And I will remind him, don't fuck with my files.
Right.
Right.
Seriously. I'm just cleansing my new deck. Because I can. Because I need to. Because I'm gonna. Because I can. Multitasking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, have you been keeping with the movements of Utah? They're highly interesting. Highly interesting.
You know, Oh God, I got a lot of thoughts. I got a lot of
What's your
thoughts.
thoughts?
Well, okay, the whole thing with the children was, I mean, triggering for me, not
Right.
in the same way, but very similar.
Right.
Very similar situation. And it's like, I know what that kid, what that boy went through
Right.
running. I know what that kid went through when he got out. Like, I know what that kid went through. And every piece of me is like, how in the hell did, how did people not know? How did the husband just not? It's like, oh, I'll divorce her now because I disagree with what she did with our children the entire time that we were together.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm okay, let's dance on eight passengers and then we want to go into what, and this is why Asen follows all this shit. But anyway, he had left the home 18 months prior.
So he didn't even know what it, like it was
It was,
what she
you
was
know,
doing.
right. It was don't because the problem with that coaching system was it breaks couples apart to fall back in love. And she had told him, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear you. If I need you, I'll contact you.
Right.
And he, I think, really thought he was doing what was best for his family.
When in reality, she was
Manipulating,
low key killing her
destroying,
children.
low-key killing our children.
You know, just
Right.
slowly.
Right. Or, you
Ugh.
know, a little faster. I mean, honey and cayenne for wound treatment. No. Fucking no.
Fucking
You know,
no.
honey, I can get. Honey, yeah, that makes sense. Cayenne, there's no reason you use capsaicin for anything unless it's a rash, like an ulcer.
Or you got like severe muscle pain,
Right.
which I have capsaicin cream, ointment, whatever. It stuff burns, man.
Yes, it does. Can you
That stuff
imagine it in an
burns.
open wound?
Like whenever my pain levels go up, I get like my skin gets really sensitive. You know, it's just because the nerves are just pissed off. And like I'll put some of that cream on and I'm like, oh my God, I am just it's on fire. You know, it's just it's so sensitive. Like I can only put it on when my skin isn't agitated with
Right.
me. Because
Right.
it is that stuff
So,
stings and it burns and it's like it's just
yeah.
chili peppers, you know.
So, you know, that's the eight passenger case, but the eight passenger case has now caused a legislator to step the fuck up. And I'm worried about how he's going to step up.
It's like he's really walking a really thin line already with just, I mean, with the story itself, the crime itself and all of that, like there's a lot to unpack. There is a lot to unpack there, like multiple layers in that trifle. Okay. Multiple layers in that trifle. I don't think it's gonna, I think it's gonna take a lot more than just one to make
Well,
any actual changes.
If he passes, if they get this through the legislature, to be a life coach in Utah, you've got to have certain standards. So,
Yeah.
what does that affect us? Well, most of us are life coaches. So, all the, like, you know, just because I'm in West Virginia, to deal with a customer in Utah, I'm going
Yeah.
to have to get licensed in that Utah. Luckily, I am certified, and this is a really important case about our customer for our customers. Please check out your advisor's certifications. Those papers behind Natalie is not just colorful sheets on a wall.
Like it's not just stuff. I mean, I gotta put my one of my other certifications back up there because I had to take a picture of it for an application. But yeah, no, those aren't there just for funsies. They're there for a reason. Like I have accolades, I have awards, I have checked the reviews. Seriously, check the reviews on readers and advisors and stuff like that, because it's like their clients are going to leave reviews, good, bad, and indifferent. You know what I mean? Like, and
Right.
you can gauge a lot by just what a little sentence review says about a reader. You know, like it was good versus, oh my God, they're amazing. I would click on the one that says, oh my God, they're amazing, instead of it was good.
See, I'm the one who's like, it was good. I would want to see why it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, when we look at these two characters, we have someone called a mental health fitness coach.
Okay, when I heard that, I had to hit pause, rewind, and replay again. I was like, say that again in English.
Right.
A mental health fitness coach.
Right.
Not much of that makes sense in my head. Like, I understand mental health and fitness separately.
Right.
Like working out your brain, that's doing a freaking Sunday Times like crossword puzzle. That's exercising your mind. That's healthy. That's healthy mindset. I don't understand this
Right.
BS nonsense, because that's like when I heard it, I was like, that's a load of bullshit. That's a load of shit.
Well,
That's not real. That's not a thing.
but we get that all the time. If you read some of these psychics' bios, it's like, really? Okay,
Yeah.
here's one that triggers me. Psychic to the stars.
No, you're not.
Excuse me?
Shut up. No, you're
I
not.
will promise you those that are psychics to the stars do not have it in their profile.
Right, like they don't want people knowing, hey, I read for Kim Kardashian or freaking whoever. You know what I mean? It's
Right.
they're not going to be like, oh my God, I read for this person. Nope, no, you're not. And keep that
No,
shit
not a
quiet.
professional. Well, not only that, but that is against a few different provinces like that, the reason you never hear success stories from Mason, or let me tell you about this client I had last week for Mason, is because that violates confidentiality, in my
Yeah.
opinion. It's against my ethics.
I
That's not
don't
even,
I mean I
yeah.
can if something like really cool and wild comes out, usually I'll ask the client, I'm like, is it cool if I tell other people about this? I won't use your name. I'm just gonna say a client and like I said this and they were like, oh my God. And usually
Right.
9 times out of 10 people are like, no, seriously tell people because that was so cool. But it's like anonymity is literally key.
Yeah. Saying that you're a psychic to a star, that is not, yeah. You
Like
know, if
which
you're Dolly
star?
Parton's, yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
You know, are you the psychic reader for Adele, for Oprah,
Yeah.
like Jimmy Kimmel, like who? John Oliver?
Exactly. Right.
Like spell it out. What is a star for you?
Exactly. Extra number five on Walking Dead.
No. That's your
No.
next door neighbor that just happened to land a quick 5 minute screen time.
Right. That's not cool. The other one that drives me crazy is police psychic.
Yeah.
Do not. No
Just don't.
policeman, as soon as they see that on your profile, would ever work with you again.
I've had people ask me if I've worked with the police, and I'm like, not in that capacity, nope.
Well, I say I don't discuss my clients, and that's as far as I go with it.
Oh,
Because,
my, not in that capacity.
because if someone steps up and says, I want you to read on this case, I go, how are you involved?
Yeah.
You need to have the head detective contact this person and we can arrange this. Because I'm
Right.
not going to court to read or to explain my findings, and nor am I going to be messing up an investigation.
Right. Or putting in my 2 cents. Now I can look at something that's gone on, like missing persons, and I will, I'll see or know what happened. And I'll
Right.
write my notes down and send it to a friend or whatever. And just be like, if this comes out true, you'll know that I was right or whatever.
Right.
And I've been a fair few times where that's happened and it's been oddly, ac not oddly accurate, but accurate. right. details, places, names, events, whatever it is that I pick up on, most of the time it's right. But I'm not going to sit there and call the cops and be like, hey, I know where the body's buried. Because that doesn't make me look very good, does it? Hi, Arca. How are you, babe?
Hi, Arca. No, that'll actually get you pulled into interrogation.
Right. Like, I know where the body is. Like, how? Because I'm a psychic. Yeah, we don't buy that for a second.
Right.
Yeah. And then the FBI comes in and storms your house and takes everything you own.
Or at least all electronical devices. And sorry, I'm
right, exactly.
My computers now. Anyhow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but with life coaching, like some of those things that this, like, if they do get the legislation through for life coaches, which will end up covering psychics too, what do you think some of the regs are? I'm hoping they have some regs. I'm hoping that that's like an official board where you have to go and register.
And be like, yeah. I am a registered life coach. I have this certification, or whatever the certifications are that you have to be at least like a minimum of something or whatever.
Right. Like a minimum of 220 hours because because my life coaching package is 220 hours of training. But it's with an institute that's in Scotland. Like, guys,
the reason
I'm excited about this is because it could actually mean that we could start getting some stuff that we get from Britain that we have to operate out of Britain on.
Yeah. That would be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To get on, like, I mean, I understand that there are country-based networks. I totally understand that. I totally get that.
Right.
I don't see a reason why that shouldn't be a thing. But it's like, I mean, I've got clients all over the world, like all over the world. And I love that. I think that is so cool that I have people literally all over the world. Blows my mind sometimes. I'm like, how the hell did you find me? Like, right. You live in that country. You found me? Like, what?
Right.
You know, that blows my mind, but that's cool as hell. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I love that.
Right. You know.
At the same time, it's like, I mean, anybody could literally put on their website or a website or their Facebook page, I'm a life coach.
Right.
And there is nothing that says that you are or that you aren't. I mean, yeah, you can take classes or freaking whatever.
Right.
But that's not, you know.
Right. But, you know, it's like, you know, GDR, you know, the GDPR regulations, they were updated in 2018. We then have to update our stuff to fit that.
Right.
And it's like, oh shit. What about this? Where about that? How do we get this regulated? You know, which countries are we allowed to be in? And it's like one of the things that went off first, you know, we sat down, I'm like, if you get customers in these countries, these are the things you cannot talk about.
Yeah.
You know, like in China, you can't talk about the government. You have no conversations about the government whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's part of it. You know, it's like, according to GDPR, every conversation that you have with a client, you have to get the first name and birthday every time. I don't care if you talked to them 5 minutes ago.
Yep. You need it because you need to know who you're talking to, or you need to at least have some kind of evidence that they gave either true statements or false statements in your interaction. Mm-hmm. Like it's right. All evidential.
Right. You know,
I'm always asking people, I'm like, I need birth dates. I need names and birth dates.
Mm-hmm.
First name, birth date. Bare minimum. And what do you need to know? What are you asking?
Right.
This person, this place, this information, please. What do you think?
Right.
Perfect. You know.
Right. But you know, the whole thing there is like, you know, that's the new thing. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're doing it. This is why psychics do this. Do we need it? Well, some of them do. Some of them, however, it's now law. That's going to be the fun part.
Yay, psychic laws. Like, we don't
Yay, regulations.
Yay,
regulations.
I love it when I find out that there's like a state that's like, you cannot be a psychic and live in this state. It is illegal. We don't allow you here. And I'm like, that's fucking funny.
Well, there's cities.
Yeah, cities and townships that you're not allowed to do stuff in.
Right. You know, Vienna can't be there. Can't be in Nitro.
See, I wish that like, what we do falls under, like, religious freedom. Because I kind of feel like it does.
Well, it does.
That's my opinion.
That's your opinion. But, you know, if we had a professional board, like that Utah is looking at for the life coaches, being, you know, registered as a professional in Utah through their same professional licensing board.
Right.
It would be so much easier for us, and it would be so much easier to get the scam artist out.
Facts. Because they, like, scammers aren't going to be like, oh, now I have to go to school or invest money into my career in order to keep doing what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah, and then you know, also, the other part of this is look at the harm these two have done. Now, we are at one case.
Was it eight children? Was it eight children or six?
It's six children. Two were already adults and out of the house. So that puts us down
okay.
to four.
I was like, I remembered seeing eight and then six. And I was like, hold on. How many kids were there? So, God, it just, that still blows my mind. Like, I can't get past it. I'm like, how did that mother just think that's okay and acceptable to do that to a child? Like,
right. Well, her life.
I can't get that in my head.
Right. Well, the way it's sounding like they're about ready to do is, you know, it's the life, you know, it was the life coach. The life coach says this, the life coach says that, the life coach says this, the life coach says that.
So?
You know, like, how much power are we giving these? You know, I get that, you know, psychics we have a lot of responsibility because we also have a lot of influence on people's lives. Life coaching,
we
the
do.
Same thing. But some
and that's
of
not
these
something
video
that you should take lightly. Like, you should not take that lightly because the advice that we do give is literally like somebody is going to take that advice and do something with it.
Yes.
And ultimately change what their experience is or change the situation or make it better, whatever. Whatever they're doing with that information doesn't freaking matter. But what we give them affects their life. Good, bad, indifferent. When I connect in mediumship, I know that their life is going to change just for a minute because something like insane is happening for them, especially if it's like the first time they've ever experienced it. I hang up that phone and I'm like, that person now is just sitting on the couch going, what the just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm like, that person is just sitting there trying to process everything that I just said. And I'm like, what did I say to that person? Oh my God, I hope I didn't say something just come up. You know, I take a lot of that into myself and I'm like, I really hope that person is okay. You know, after I talk to them, cause they were not okay. And I know they weren't okay. And I hope they're okay.
Right. But can you imagine telling, you know, you're working with a couple in a situation and you're like, he looked at a woman when he left the restaurant. He's a danger. Move him out.
No. Mm-mm.
What the hell?
That to me just is sus. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. It doesn't. It's like, okay, he looked at another girl. What did he do after that? You know, did he just look at her? Because there are 100 billion, like billions of people on the planet. I'm pretty sure at one point or another, your man's eyes are going to make contact with another human being. There's nothing you can do about that. Like, there's nothing you can do to stop that. Nothing.
Well, not only that, but really, like, give me a break. Like, human behavior.
Literally.
You know, like,
our brains are wired to interact.
And, like, you know, our brains are wired. There's what I call subconscious flirting. People don't even realize they're doing it. Your voice goes up. Your head goes up. Women tilt their head a little bit more. They lean in. They'll play with their hair. You know.
Yep.
You can sit here and watch it happen at every customer service counter around. It's unconscious, natural behaviors that human people do.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
I know. He looked at another woman. Oh my God, he's breathing.
Yes.
Like, did you look at another man today? Did you look at any other man today? Did you just close your eyes every time somebody walked past your house? I don't think so. So, get over
Right.
yourself.
But can you imagine that you and your spouse is having problems? So you go to therapy.
I mean, I can imagine that.
You go to therapy and the
Yes.
wife and your therapist tells you, well, because he looks at porn on the online and he look get, looks at another woman, he needs to move out and live on his own for a period of time. What? We're coming
What?
here to prevent this.
Yeah, like literally we coming here to fix the problem and now you're telling us that like we should just separate? Like that's the opposite of like why we came here. I came here to be
Exactly.
fixed so that we could repair this bond between me and this other human being and you're just like, fuck it, just cut him out.
Right. You guys need to take at least 2 years apart to keep this marriage. What?
No, a 6 months into that, one or both of you are gonna be with somebody else.
If not, ready to
Sooner. Like,
divorce
if not
any,
sooner.
if
Like
not
within a
sooner.
week. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have this going on. We have, she literally went and shared the reason she lost her license to begin with and was on suspension is she took her client notes to the church and to the university and turned this dude in about everything that was said in therapy. Excuse me?
Disgusting.
I
That's
cannot
disgusting.
imagine doing that to one of my
Oh my
life
God, if
coaching
I had found out
clients.
that like the stuff that I've said in therapy came out, I mean, I'm pretty open about the stuff that I've experienced and been through, but it's like if I found out that like that was like publicized or just given some sense of publicity, I would be
Right.
morally devastated, I think. I would just be like, wow. Like no respect at all
Right.
for anybody.
At all. Well, not only that, but no, functionality there. Like you don't do that. Like what is said in life coaching stays in life coaching. What is said in a psychic reading stays in that
Stays
reading.
in the
Most
site.
of the times,
Yep.
life coaching, I'm going to remember because we're working on goals and accountability, which, that is totally misused. And I have, secured notes and that type of thing about, my life coaching clients.
Right.
But I would never take that to, like, if we're working on improving their professionalism, I would never, and I repeat, never take that to the person's place of work and go, well, they're looking at starting a new company. Oh, they
Right. Like
just
they're gonna
learned
quit if you
emotional
don't treat them
intelligence.
better.
Yeah. They told me that they're using this as a framework to build their own business. Are you fucking kidding me?
Unless a client comes to me and tells me that they are planning to harm somebody else or themselves, I ain't gonna intervene with anything.
Harm themselves, I'm going to intervene by going here. You're calling me, and here's the following packages and
Yep.
minutes you're going to be calling me for pro bono. We're going
I
to get you
will.
off this ledge.
Yep.
But getting into like some of the stuff, because I've sat here and listened to some podcasts and stuff like that. And I'm like, you're shitting me. Like, she told you to use food against your children.
Yeah. Like as a form of manipulation and punishment.
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
It's
It's
totally
disgusting.
disgusting. And it's even more so past disgusting, insulting.
It is, and like, I mean, she bound her children
Yeah.
like they were
She.
prisoners. Like
Yeah.
they were prisoners in a cage. Like it's
Yeah. And I'm
I
like,
don't understand
how?
that level of sociopathy. I really don't. And she has to be a sociopath. She has to. If for
Yes.
somebody to do that, okay, for some anybody, it doesn't matter if you're a mom, it doesn't matter. For anybody to do that to another human being, you have got to be a sociopath. You have got to be. There's got to be something
Exactly. But these weren't her children. These were her clients' children.
Right. So she's
Like, I
advising
don't even
this.
like, well, not only that, but she's doing it. She was holding her clients' children hostage because they needed to be kept away from any other children because they were so
Right.
mentally deranged.
When they were the ones who were mentally deranged.
Yeah.
Usually the craziest person in the room is the one who's pointing the finger calling everyone else crazy, in my opinion.
Well, in my opinion, too, but this wasn't her first game at the rodeo.
No.
But to be put into to, like how much I'm very much a pain in the ass because I don't like my clients to leave responsibility at my table.
Right. Like, this is not my life. This is your life. You take it and you do what you're going to do with it. It's not up to me.
Yeah.
I
You
make
make
that
your
very
own
clear in my readings.
choices.
This is not up to me. You have to make you have a choice. You either do this or you can do this. This is going to be the result on those choices.
Right.
Pick your own adventure, guys. It's your life. Choose
Exactly.
your own
We
adventure.
are advisors. We are not supposed to be out there
Doing your life for you
placating.
or telling you what to do.
Right. Or how
I'm
to
not in
do
any
it.
position to tell anybody what to do. I can give you advice and I can tell you exactly what I see for you.
Exactly. If you
What
do
you do with
A,
that is up to
this will
you.
occur. If you do B, this will occur.
Right.
These are the steps to obtain your goals. You look in, you fill in your eight sections of life. You look at your emotional intelligence. Like, I have a lovely lesson on emotional intelligence because happy, mad, sad, glad. It's like when me and Joe first got together, he would go, "You're mad at me." And I'm like, "I'm not mad at you. Why are you mad at me? I'm not mad at you.
Like, I'm not. I'm
I'm
seriously, I'm
currently
not.
aggravated over the following things."
Right.
Well, you're
XYZ.
mad. And it's like, no, there are at least 122 other human emotions than mad.
Yep. I'm like, now I am getting mad because you won't shut up asking me why I'm mad.
Well, no, for
That's
me, I
me,
was
though. I'm
like,
like, oh my God, stop asking me if I'm okay. I'm fine. I'll tell you if I'm not. You'll be
no,
the
for me
first to
it,
know.
right. For me, it was like, oh no, we're going to have to teach you more emotions than the basic
Than just
faces.
the basic. That's always good.
Yeah. We're going to teach you and he's now learned that, I have multiple layers of emotions. If I get to mad, we have done past a lot of other pages.
Like there was other
Annoyed,
warnings that you
aggravated.
missed before we got there. I mean, let's face it,
Exactly.
with Aries, it's
Yeah.
like once you're at mad, you fucked up already. Like,
Yeah.
you fucked up.
Yeah. On multiple different levels,
On
you are kind
yeah,
of
multiple different
dissipating
ways.
your planes.
Simultaneously, you fucked
Yes.
up. Good job. You pissed off an Aries.
Right. And it took him a while to realize that, like, no, I get frustrated and aggravated a lot. Okay. Because that is life. That is, the range of real human emotions and
I was like, that's
balance.
being
And
human.
yeah. But he's like, oh, well, you're mad. And I'm like, no, I'm not mad. I'm frustrated currently and edging towards annoyed.
I'm like agitated, but like I'm not mad. I'm just slightly pissed because this isn't working and I really want it to work. So like
Yes.
drop the anger management tip.
Right.
Yeah, anger management. You don't want to ask me for anger management tips because I'll just like burn them all to the ground, kill them all.
Well,
Who
I
cares?
am very much like, well, these are
Not a
things that can
minotaur.
occur, and these are the things that we need to be looking out
Yeah.
for, but also, these are the other things occurring here. Like we,
Right. This is
you
the stuff
there
that
are
you're not aware of.
multiple. Right.
Yeah, like, and I tell people, I'm like, there's like in a reading, I'm like, there's other things going on around the situation that you are not aware of. If there are other players and other people involved in this, they have thoughts, feelings, emotions, and dreams and goals and blah, 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 just the same as you do. And if that person does not want the same thing as you, guess what, kiddo? It ain't gonna work
Right.
out. No matter how much
Yeah.
you want it to, if that other person ain't in it, You know? Like, I'll
You
pull
know.
cards and I'm like, there's a third party. Oh, yeah, they're married. Okay,
And?
well then.
Right. You know, and what gets me is I will go, and, you know, and, or they'll drop that, and they're married, and you're making a choice to be with them. That doesn't affect your relationship with them.
Right.
You know, that's a totally additional box to the box you brought to me.
Right? Like, hold on, that's another, that's an entire other reading to unpack. Like.
Right. You know, especially when it's like, but I feel like, you know, especially when the reading is showing that you're going to be, you know, moving into a deeper relationship, and they're like, but they're married. And my standard comment is, and?
Yeah, and? Are they already unhappy, or are they already wanting to leave the relationship that they're currently in?
Right. And most of the times, they are. So, the, again, it's not, it's a non-starter.
Right.
You know, but no, like some of the stuff I've seen come out, and it's, and what's scary is I've seen it starting to filter through.
Yep.
Okay. What
trickle
I mean
down
by
effect.
Yep.
Goes from one to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next.
To the next, to the next, to the next. And, but what I'm talking about, what people even get, don't get is like, some of the stuff I'm hearing come out of Utah is filtering into the new age. Like, if we look at, like, the, what was that case? Out of Utah, mother and new husband.
And the two, brother and sister.
Lori Daybell case.
Yeah.
Some of
I was
that
like,
stuff.
I can see the children's faces clear
right.
as day.
Some of that stuff that was brought up in that case was all this other fifth dimensional crap that we had heard in New Age stuff. And I'm like, oh, God, where the fuck?
Yeah,
how,
here we go.
Here we go. Like it's, I swear people
the,
go
the
and they
cult,
take
the
their
cult
common
vibes
sense.
Start. Yeah, the cult vibes start coming out.
Right.
And then we're all involved in it, you know?
Well, not only are we all involved, but we're all in that position of, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with this? How? Where do we need to be watching? Where do we need to be watching? Who do we need
right.
to be watching for? What I mean by that is who is going to fall short to this? And, you know, because there's a lot of, especially when they're new spiritual beings. What I mean by that is they wake up, they come around, they, you know, whatever you want to call
it. They're figuring it all out. Like, nothing in this world is real. And everything is stupid. And, yep. Time isn't real.
And you're
real.
Like,
yep.
And it's like, and, hold up. You know,
like,
stay
back it up.
Just,
let's back that up a little.
Right. You know, let's back this train up. Nobody can put portals in anybody's house. If there's a porter there, there's a porter there.
and it was there before you got there.
Exactly.
It's been there for a minute.
You are not the new son of God.
No,
you are having
you're
a
not.
Psychic awakening. It's okay.
You're going to be fine. We've all gone through it. Like, I'm well acquainted with the chaos that you're going through right now. You're going to be fine. All right. It's just, as I joke around with a lot of people, just put a towel between your legs and lie down. You'll be fine.
Exactly.
You'll wake up on a Vogon starship and everything is going to be fine.
Right. You know, and it's like, people, can we not do this? Can we not be this stupid? Can we start using common sense when it comes to our own damn life? Can we start using common sense when it comes to making
common
this
sense ain't common anymore, Ethan.
Well,
common
I
sense
that.
Is not common anymore. It. I see some children, and I'm just like, oh my God, you literally cannot figure shit out for yourself. Like your brains aren't like, oh, problem solving
right.
time. Like it just do this for me.
Right. Right. But you've got a mini human. If I let you set
I
up,
do.
You're mini human for the next 6 months, and you know you. No. Fuck no.
No.
If your therapist said you need to bring your mini human and leave them here at my office, Fuck no.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, because
Never.
this was her office. This was an her ha this was a house set up for as an
Under
office.
the age of 18, it's a child, and technically you should have a parent present.
Exactly. Okay, so I just don't get this, at all. I don't get
I
how this
remember having to go
happened.
to an OB appointment, and they were like, "Your mom or a guardian parent has to be with you." You know what I mean? I was like, I totally understood why.
Right. And it's like,
Completely.
really? Really? This is where we're
Yeah.
at.
Like when you were talking about like the whole registering as a life coach or whatever, like in the UK, in order for you to be a psychic or work as a psychic or whatever, you have to prove it.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of schools, like psychic schools, that you can either graduate from or prove. It's like prove your skills and things like that being tested in a way. For those that don't know that, there are like in other countries they test psychics to see if they are legitimate, and if they're not, you don't get to do this kind of thing.
Which
And
a lot
it's like
of them
when you know
do.
when we audition for networks and stuff like that, we've got to do test readings, and if we're blowing smoke out of our ass, they will know immediately if we are.
Right.
Immediately, they will know if we are, and they'll be like, "I'm sorry, you don't fit our team. Sorry, we're not going to take you." Cool deal. Thanks.
Right. But at the same time, there's also those out there, there's like the Tarotological Society that I'm part of, that you have to do their classes, you have to do their things. Most of my certifications are real certifications. They are not like, oh, let me go pay a document printer. You have to do
Right.
classes. You have to
And
get
then say
credit.
I'm accredited in this. It's like, no, I actually did the work. I took the classes. I passed.
Yes, obviously,
Yeah.
I defended my th philosophy that all religions are one religion, and yes, I have a master in divinity. I have a master in metaphysics. There's actual work that has to be
Right.
done, and it's like,
Right.
you people.
And it is, it's work.
Yeah.
Like some people are like, oh my God, doing just sitting down doing a psychic reading, that must be so easy. Oh my God, do you know the headaches that I get sometimes? Oh my God, do you know how drained I get? Do you know how much energy it takes to be able to connect with some of y'all? Holy crap. I get exhausted. It is work
Well, it is
sometimes.
work, but at the same time, you've got the skill, you've got the knowledge, you've got the training behind
Right.
you.
Right, exactly. And if anybody says
It
that
isn't like
I'm
you went to
blowing smoke,
Books
I'm
a
like, no.
Million. It isn't like you went to Books a Million, and I've not reviewed this deck, but I'll go ahead and show
Go on then.
it. It ain't like you went to Books a Million, picked up a deck of cards that comes with a little white book, or is this one the, oh, this is the better one that you have to go and download the book.
Oh.
And went, oh, I think I'll do readings today. I'll start a business during that because it's a $9 billion industry.
Right. And I'm just going to sling cards and figure it out as I go along. Oh my God, really?
God,
You're
literally.
going to just do that. You're just going to do that. Cool. Neat.
Neat.
I,
Bullshit.
like when before I even dared to go public, which happy freaking coming out anniversary for me today. Four
Yay.
years ago today, I came out of the broom closet. Woo!
You
But
haven't brought me
before
them up.
But before I even thought to go public with who I am, what I do, and all that stuff, I was working privately, secretly, under anonymous freaking names on other psychic networks, gaining trust, gaining accuracy, gaining reviews, practicing. It was like, I'm not just going to be like, oh, I'm a psychic now and just hope that people are going to believe me. I'm like, no, I've got hundreds of reviews already that say that I am, in fact, doing this. So now I'm going to come out and say that this is who I am because I have confidence and I know that like
Right.
1,000 other people that I don't know aren't going to lie to me and tell me that I'm correct in a psychic reading. Like, that's dumb. Why would you do that?
Right, but you also, and this is the thing that I think is highly important with network reading. Like every person that does psychic readings needs to start on network because we don't have regulations yet, but it teaches you the matrix of a conversation. So that you do not have the FCC showing up at your door going, "Hi, you done a reading on April 23rd at 7:20 p.m., correct?" "Yes, I did."
Probably.
"Here you go."
Yeah, probably I did. I don't know. Maybe.
"Well, that person was under the age of 18, so here you go.
Yeah.
We'll be happy. You know, what $5,000 would you prefer? Check,
Right.
bank draft, or you just want us to start seizing your assets to liquidate?"
Exactly. Like some sites, I mean, there are sites that not psychic sites, but there are sites that make you prove that you're over 18 or 21 by putting in your driver's license information,
Yeah.
because they can check that and make sure that you are of age so that you can use that website or buy from them or whatever it is,
Right.
you know?
Right.
So why, I mean, you wouldn't go to, if someone just said, "Hey, I'm a doctor," you wouldn't, you know, it's mind blowing.
Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Mind blowing.
But at the same time, it's also this point of, are you freaking for real? What I mean by that is, you know, that is where that's what we got out of, you know, the FCC is what we got in taking action, and that's what got part of what got the Psychic Friends Network in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a there it was a key K.co, which was a psychic site, fined $164,000 by the French government. You want to
I
know
would hate
why?
myself because they were serving underage people. Why?
The readers had regulars. Those regulars, you know, if they had talked to them recently, you know, "I still have your birth date," and the readers was putting the birth date in the customer file. You know what they weren't doing?
No.
Something that I'm like, every if you do a reading on my stream, you have to have this information, or we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, keep the lawyers happy.
You know, that's why they keep all of the readings that we do on a network. Like they keep them and they check them. And then they come back to us and say, "Hey, you broke a rule in this reading here by giving out information that you shouldn't have, or the client gave you too much personal information, like a phone number or their address," which has happened to me. Like people have handed me, given me a phone number and been like, "Who is this that's calling me?" It's like, are you serious? Like, what? Like, no, first of all, I can't, no, we're not doing that. Like, use the
Right.
white
But no.
pages. Google to like reverse search it. I don't come to me, ask me who's calling you.
Exactly. But no, the
Idiots.
psychics, after they had had the first conversation with the client, did not each time make them give a birth date.
Because they just remembered, oh yeah, they're of age or whatever. I've got their birth date information saved so I know that they're okay. No.
Right.
Even
First
on
government.
Purple Ocean, it's like on Purple Ocean, it has like a list of things that you have to include in your introduction when asking for a reading. And it's like your name, your birth date, the people or situation that is involved. Kind of thing. Like, we can't just say a guy. You got to have a name for that person. If you don't know their exact birth date, roughly works best. Right. Right. Exactly. It is like getting carded for alcohol and cigarettes. Exactly.
Exactly. Every time.
CYA, cover your ass.
Well, not only that, but it's part of GDR. So if you can't verify that client is an American that's not covered by GDR, you have to get the birth date every time. So as soon as I heard that come out, I'm like, "Hi, this is Ace, and can I have your name and birth date?" And even my regulars are like, "You know me. We've talked for 20 years." "I know, honey, but these are the new regs."
Yep. And I've got to follow them if I want to keep working here. Thanks.
Well, not only that, but I got to follow them unless I want that in my privates. "What's your birth date?
Right.
What's your birth date?"
Oh, 4/21/84. April 21st, 84.
Yeah, again, what's for my ranks? I have clients that I've talked for 30 years. I've got one client that is a past client, meaning that she went from my grandmother to me.
Right.
Talked to her earlier today. What's your birthday? You know my birthday. I don't care. What's your birthday?
I know your birthday. Do you know your birthday?
Exactly.
Just reverse it on him. Be like, I'm just checking to see if you know what your birthday is. I know what your birthday is. I'm just checking to see if you know what your birthday is.
Right. But, you know, this is why, like, people will pop questions into the chat, and we're always happy to answer questions. But we got to have a birthday.
Yeah.
Yep. And Brenda, I'm not surprised you still get carded for cigarettes, because you know, I'm very sure you'll get carded for alcohol too.
Oh, I got a funny story to tell you. In Arizona, I was like, oh God, how old was I? I was like 23 years old, and I got carded to see an R-rated movie, and I was like, "Are you serious right now?" I was like, "Are you serious?" And they're like, "Yeah, we need to see your ID." I was like, "What?" Serious? I was like, I just got carded to see a freaking movie. That was wild. That was wild. my mom was like baffled. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know what it is about me that makes me look like a child to a lot of people, but apparently they think I'm a lot younger than I actually am, which is good, but also pain in my ass sometimes.
Well, again, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they start doing that more, because, you know, this is the crap that are coming down from our government is to create aggravation for us.
Yep.
Yep.
And it is. It's working. It's working, guys. It's working.
Yep.
It's fucking working.
Mm-hmm.
Keep handing down rules and regulations for us. I mean.
Exactly. But give us, like, I hope this law in Utah passes. Then I hope that it spreads just as fast as the rest of the laws that have come out in Utah.
Yep.
Because then, boom. Here you go, Secretary of State.
It's when one state does it, then another state does it, and eventually it becomes like a national rule. You know right. What I mean? It's one of those things. It's just going to eventually become like a national thing where you got to be registered as a psychic, or have certain accomplishments or whatever, you know, certifications, mm-hmm. What the fuck ever. It doesn't freaking matter really at this point. If you got to prove it, you got to prove it.
Exactly. And then
to drive, you have to prove that you know how to drive. Like on road rules and physically being able to drive the vehicle without killing yourself and multiple other people in the process.
Exactly.
You got to show that you are trusted to do this responsibly right. As an adult or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
So,
you know, yeah, well, because like Western Virginia, the only thing is you have to be an ordained minister.
Which we are. Like,
that's the only thing they do for us here. So guys,
which is kind of a fun thing.
To investigate your readers. Take and make sure, like, it says bio, click the bio. It says code of ethics, click the code of ethics.
See what their rules are. See what they drive with. See what they're okay with and not okay with.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of people come to me and ask me for pregnancy readings. I'm like, it states very clearly on my website that I do not do those.
Right. And it's not that we can't.
It's not that we can't. Oh, we very much can. I don't do health readings. You know how many times I have called someone and been like, you are really, really sick right now. Did you know that? And then find out 2 days later, they just had a massive surgery because they were really, really sick. I don't do health readings.
Right. We also
but occasionally something comes out of my mouth that is health related. I'm like,
right. But again, we're legally not allowed to do that because right. of EDR. We are right. international readers. Now, if, you know, granny down the street that only reads for common friends, you want to go see her and have her.
You go do that.
Go do that.
Yeah.
But I'm keeping my GDR stuff in order.
Which people did and still do, you know,
yeah.
after hours when all the kids have gone to bed. mom's in the kitchen with her playing cards, and the neighbors are coming around for tea.
Very much so.
And they're coming around to play cards. It's like, you ain't playing bridge. You ain't playing bridge.
I know. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us tonight for coffee and tea. Miss Natalie will be back to see us before the end of the year.
I
She
will. That's
better.
exciting. I will. I will.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see you in a couple of weeks. I'm very excited. It'll be fun.
It will be fun. It'll be
I
really
know.
fun. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to be in
And
Morgantown.
I am planning on staying for the party this time.
Okay, just remember after 8 o'clock, ASIM is off duty.
I know.
Okay.
So will I. I'd be like,
Exactly.
nope. I have a drink in my hand. Nope.
Yeah.
This has been turned off for the night. Thank you.
You. Yes. But we guys hope to see you guys and vice versa in Morgantown. Doors open at 2 p.m. till
Yep.
7. You can get readings. My special reading for this event will be the year ahead spread. So be checking that out. It's going to be a really fun time. They always give
It
us a
is.
great show.
It
So if
was
you
so
come for
fun
the
last
ball,
year.
it
It was
was.
really fun last year. It was really fun. I saw Mo today and she was all excited. She's like, "You're coming." I was like, "I signed up like the second I could." I was like Gwen knew I was signing up last year. Like it was just save me an application. It's already done.
Exactly.
You
All right,
know?
guys. So, Natalie, how can they reach you for a reading?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of the social medias, or at www.thependulumspath.com, and book a reading. And I've also got a really cute little online shop as well. And can I show my thing real quick? Real
Yes.
quick. I
Yes.
made a thing. I made things. I made magical things. Simmer pot bags. Simmer pot
Yay.
bags. So these are pre-packaged, pre-made. It's just literally boil your water, dump it
Right.
in. Do set your intentions and stir clockwise to your heart's content. But there's everything in here. I dried myself pretty much with the exception of like two items. Cloves and star anise. You know, I didn't dry those or the cinnamon, but the apples, oranges, and lemons and pomegranate seeds that are in here were blessed and infused with intent and dried by me. And then those are all cute and packaged up, ready to go for, the Yule event and everything like that. But they will also be on my website to purchase as well. I love
Will
them. I
be.
think they smell amazing.
And the astrological transit reports for the year 2024 are available and out. They are $24. You can order them at asenite.com and get your basic everything the planets are going to do to you for the year of 2024.
I'm gonna need lube.
Huh?
I'm gonna need extra lube. Like, what are the planets gonna do to you in 2024? Oh my God. I don't
It's
wanna
an eight
know.
year. It's supposed to be a flowing year. We'll see. All right, guys. I will see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on Mountain Bears. See you later. Bye, y'all.
guys.